Yeah, well, I just gave the game ball to somebody else, so I feel awful right now. I knew he played a heck of a game. I did not realize he was perfect. I did not know he was literally 18 for 18. But I knew he played really well. You could feel it.
Lions coach Dan Campbell, Seahawks-Lions last night, Jared Goff was a perfect passer. So was Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Yeah.
Right? He went 1 for 1 for 7 yards and a touchdown.
How about Goff, 18 of 18, which I think was the NFL record?
It's a record for that with the yards and the touchdowns.
Okay.
292 and two touchdowns going 18 for 18.
Well, and also him catching a touchdown is probably going to make that a harder night to achieve.
NFC Offensive Player of the Week might be Jared Goff. 292 and two touchdowns and catching another one?
I think that's probably right.
I think AFC Offensive Player of the Week is going to go to Derrick Henry.
Did you still have that game on right at the end?
No.
Very strange in that they had 2 minutes left, up by 15 or 13, 15, whatever. And he's got the record, right? Or whatever. He's 18 of 18. He has a perfect passer rating. Wouldn't you just... Let's get out of here. He's got the perfect completion percentage. We probably know that, right? Let's not have him throw another pass.
Dan Campbell saying he did not realize that.
Okay, well,
he knew he had a good day.
I wonder if Ben Johnson knew it, but right, Campbell didn't. Because they called up 13 with 2 minutes left. Game's over. Let's get out of here. In their own end zone, on their own 2-yard line, they call a play action pass and are looking to throw the ball down the field. He does not throw it. He gets sacked instead. But I saw them like, are they going to throw a pass here and cost him the 100%? I don't know how much they should care about it, but the game was already over. That game, by the way, was nuts. Like, it was touchdown, 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 touchdown.
Yeah.
In the second half.
The Lions look like they are back in form. Seattle looks totally respectable, but their defense had no answers last night. Thank goodness there were two games, because in the other game, you had Tyler Huntley and Mason Rudolph.
Yeah. The one thing that would have been fun about that game was, let's see what crazy stuff Will Levis has cooked up for us this week.
And he did get hurt on a play that was, in fact, crazy.
He, like, leapt through the air to get a first down and landed on his shoulder.
It was like a Josh Allen dive, Superman dive, crazy. He got hurt and left the game.
He also had an interception where he threw it directly to a Miami Dolphin, and they're like, it wasn't even close.
A defensive lineman who caught it with his legs.
Yes, right.
That's the Will Levis experience.
Yeah. So we even got a snippet of it. Yeah, how about a Monday night game where no player threw for 100 yards. There was a football game yesterday in the year 2024 where nobody threw for 100 yards. Even, you might say, well, okay, of course, Levis left early and then Rudolph came in. They combined for 102. So it's not like they were much better than that. That might count sack coverage, too. Tua looks good this morning, doesn't he?
He does. Let me give you a stat that Marcel Louis-Jacques had on the Dolphins and Titans last night. There were 61 plays in the first half of that game.
Okay.
21 of them were for 0 or negative yards.
That's amazing.
And no team took a snap inside the other's 25-yard line the entire first half.
That's amazing.
That's hard to do.
It was 9-3 at the half, I think.
Yeah. Tennessee went on to win. Tua looks better today.
Because you can't, I mean, right now, you know, again, we'll see if Huntley, who's only been there like a week, can do better than this. But, well, like, the thing that you could, it was said a lot, and I said it, was that Tua, what he does in that offense, you could have a lot of quarterbacks just plug in and play. And part of that baseline, by the way, was that McDaniel comes from San Francisco, which has a similar enough system, and San Francisco is that, where it's been over the years. You plug anybody in, you're getting at least a reasonable baseline
of production. Baseline, yes.
And in Miami, there's no baseline. Like, it is, there's nothing. There's nothing happening.
You just can't throw anybody in there. Tua looks good, but at the same time, I wonder about it this way. Like, yeah, that's right. Nobody else can run that offense. Well, maybe not nobody else. Like,
put in there, yeah.
Right, I'm sure Dak Prescott might be really perfect at that offense. You know, guys that are... McDaniel tailored an offense around to his skill set, and he doesn't have anybody with that same skill set. So, that's that. End of story. And what does it mean for the Dolphins? Like, this is a part of, how could you pay Tua $50 million a year? That's why. Because if you don't, you can't just go get Tyler Huntley to run this offense. Just get Mike White. Because all of a sudden your, you know, $60 million pair of receivers are worthless because you don't have a quarterback that can execute your anything.
That's the thing. Tyreek Hill being limited to 4 catches for 23 yards.
Every other thing you spend your money on is now, if you're Stephen Ross, worthless. Your quarterback is not available. He's looking to come back week 8. Okay, we'll see about that.
If I'm the Dolphins, though, at the same time, like, I feel like he is worth 50, and now he's also not worth 50 because I'm seeing his value on the field, and I'm also seeing that the danger of having this quarterback under contract for multiple years is at any moment, more than any other quarterback in the league, your season can just be over like that if he's out. And he,
how many teams right now? That's not true for Green Bay because Malik Willis went in, has played well. How many other teams would your season not be over if Josh Allen went out the season?
But how many other quarterbacks where he takes a single hit and you're thinking, okay, that could be it?
Sure, a lot of quarterbacks could like be taken out one hit.
But like he, they had to design the whole offense around you can't take contact because our season is over if you take hits.
He made it. He made it through the whole season last year,
and he never took any hits.
That's right,
because the ball was out.
I wouldn't say he never took any hits. He definitely took some hits over the course of a year. He just never got concussed.
But it wasn't a lot. Like to me, just I would feel nervy going forward seeing what it looks like without him. When is it going to happen every other year where I just throw half a season away because Tua can't stay on the field?
Week 8 is Bills Dolphins.
Week 8?
It looks like week 8 might be what he's targeting a return. I saw that last night.
Against the Bills.
And it would be in Buffalo.
Okay.
Yeah. Good luck.
Is that the right target? Does it feel like the right target team to play against for him?
I mean, he's had a lot of concussions against the Bills. He's also played the Bills twice as much as anybody, you know, as other teams.
True.
Yeah, I don't know. Miami is obviously beyond toast.
I just think your blueprint as a team right now with him looks so flimsy when it is. It's more at risk to be over in a flash than I think it's fair to say now. It's more at risk with him than it is with other quarterbacks.
But what's a better plan?
A better plan? Yeah, there is no better plan right now.
That's what I mean. Like, yeah. What are the Tannehill? What else are they supposed to do? Draft a guy?
They could sign Sam Darnold after the year.
They could give Sam Darnold a truckload of money.
The plan should be really that they should invest more in backup quarterback than any team in the league. That's right. That's what the plan should be. Their plan should never be Skylar Thompson as our number two. Their plan should be
Andy Dalton.
Andy Dalton, Joe Flacco, Tyrod, anything. They need that team more than any other team cannot be Skylar Thompson and Tim Boyle to start the season behind Tua Tagovailoa.
Right. Dalton couldn't go in and execute and get the ball to Tyreek Hill.
Right. Flacco probably could. Flacco looks good again, by the way. Didn't you say this yesterday? The Colts receivers or fantasy owners of like Michael Pittman probably want Joe Flacco to remain in there.
Probably.
Like, they just need a quarterback like that. That's all they've ever. And maybe that's it. They can have Tua be their starter, but you need the insurance policy with him. You can't go in like. You're a bad driver and you're renting a car. Like I don't need the rental car insurance. Like dude, you're a bad driver. Like you get in more accidents than everybody else. You need the insurance.
I think the Bills' insurance policy is a pretty bad one too. But they just have
The Bills have never gotten an accident.
They believe that guy is going to stay healthy.
Right.
He is, by the way, after that game, sore. That's what Sean McDermott said.
Yeah.
Are the Bills?
He took a massive hit from a 320-pound nose tackle.
Yes. Are the Bills flirting with it? We are 4 games in. And he has a left hand injury, and he was blasted to the ground, stayed down for a moment, and the next day, like, he's pretty sore, but he'll be all right. Flirting with it.
Yeah.
I don't know how long you can keep pushing your luck.
I mean, what do they do differently?
Here's one thing I would say not to do differently. Don't call plays where roughing the passer doesn't apply as a rule.
Yeah.
That's what the trick play was. He becomes a runner.
He is sliding more, is he not?
I think
he's doing that, like,
I think yes.
That hip slide kind of move, which I think he got a little, didn't he kind of get away with it last week where it looked like he was sliding 2 yards before they marked it? But I feel like he is sliding more. At least the broadcasters are certainly pointing out that he's sliding more. They love to point out that Allen is playing smarter because he's sliding.
803-0550, our phone number, and 1-888-550-2550. It is Talk It Out Tuesday. The Ravens romped over the Bills yesterday. It's funny. I don't think there was a ton of overreaction yesterday. There was appropriate reaction. It was a little bit of a smack back to earth for some. And we'll see how the Bills respond in Tennessee. Or sorry, not Tennessee.
Houston
against the Texans. It looks like Tank Dell will be back. Mm-hmm. So the Texans could have their full boat of receivers in Nico Collins, Tank Dell, and Stephon Diggs.
Joe Mixon worth watching this week too, right? Because he hasn't played in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he's day-to-day at the moment.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe, give us a call. What's real and what's not a big deal from that Baltimore game? We'll dig into that a little bit more. Trade rumor stuff thrown my way. A trade idea for the Chiefs, because they are more desperate than the Bills, I think, right now. So we'll get to all that here on WGR.